Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Demis Piller. Sunday's prophecy, God's faithfulness does not depend on you. I won't fail you. I can't fail you. Let it go. It's out of your control. Lay it at the cross. Give yourself and this over to me. Listen to my word. Thy kingdom come, my will be done. I have your best interest at heart. Give your heart and troubles over to me. I will not fail you. Take on the peace I have for you now. Let my joy, your trust in me, be your strength. My joy will be your strength, for I cannot fail you. Walk with me. I am here. Take my hand. I've got you. Feel my strength, power, and peace. I will not fail you. You know, God's faithfulness is not dependent on your faith in him. He doesn't need you to be God. What are you standing on? God's faithfulness or what? The ground we stand on without him is sifting sand. You either resign to fate or keep holding on to God's faithfulness in faith. Choose. It's that simple. No house can withstand the storm without him. You know that, yet we continue to stand on sand. Sadly, we too often go through life not really trusting anyone. I'm not talking about someone preparing dinner or picking up the kids, but I mean relying on someone outside your immediate family. I think we have been let down so often by so many that we just stop trusting at any real level. However, if you don't trust God, you'll miss out on his unfailing faithfulness. Can this really be a new year for you? A breakout from old habits and patterns? Can this be the threshold into incredible tomorrows, an incredible future? Not unless you build on God's faithfulness. God remains faithful even when you're faithless. Can you see that? You must really want it. And then step into what God is doing right now. Look around you. You won't find it partying or TV binging. Do you have a Christian friend? Do you know of a good church? Stop walking alone. Get involved. Join a God group and step out in faith. I promise you will meet a God of faithfulness. When your world comes crumbling at your feet and your hope seems to be fading, remember there's a God who stays true even in the darkest valleys of your life. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.